Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Yes. You could be at a home for Christmas, and we have the person that's going to help you get there in the studio today. Good morning. I'm Mike Kelly. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on KSRO. And we are in studio with Denise Stiles. And Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
And she was so nice. She actually brought us this incredible box of Krispy Kreme donuts. Like the last thing Joe and I need are Krispy Kreme donuts, but they're beautiful.
Do you think they're enough? Do you think she brought enough?
I think we have plenty for you and me.
They're cheaper by the dozen.
Yeah, so. Of course. So how are you? We haven't talked in so long,
and
I've known you for so long. You've been a lender in Sonoma County for so long.
I know.
Who are you with now?
I am with Guaranteed Rate Affinity.
Guaranteed Rate Affinity. Okay.
And they are a mortgage lender based out of Chicago. However, we have a lot of branches here in California.
Uh-huh.
I'm a vice president of mortgage lending, and I'm really happy to have joined them.
Great. And I wanted to have Denise to come down because we've had all these guys here, you know, mortgage guys and people and they've been around forever. Otto Kobler, Eric Oquist at Wells Fargo, one of the places you used to hang your hat.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I was kind of instrumental in getting you over there at one time.
You were.
Yeah.
Thank God for that Costco run-in.
Yeah. Before that, you were with B of A.
And
before that, you were with Fountain Grove Mortgage. And
I was with Fountain Grove Mortgage for 18 years.
18 years, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not dealing with any, you know, fly-by-night person. She's been through a few markets.
Yes. I have the scars to prove it.
She has the scars to prove it, right? Well, the reason I wanted to have Denise come on is that the rates have changed, not so much that, well, maybe the rates have changed, but I don't really kind of look at them anymore.
Right.
But the loan limits have changed.
Correct.
And that's kind of exciting news. So we're going to go into more detail about that. But before we do, we're just going to chat about the market and tell you about an open house I'm having today. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock, and it's up in Wickiup, up in the lovely area north of Larkfield.
Are you giving away Krispy Kreme?
I should. Maybe I'll, you know, I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just brought that box.
Just cut them really small.
Yeah, and you cut them up in little pieces.
Well,
right?
They might be gone by the time the show's over.
Well, you're probably going to get your hands on a few. I know that. But the anyway, 5421 Cassandra Way, 5421 Cassandra Way. It's up off of Firelight, Irmacado. Come up and see me. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. It's the ever-popular tri-level.
You've
seen
great.
The tri-levels have been around forever.
That's right.
You know? And it was a Condiotti tri-level. It has a family room down below, and then it has the kitchen and living room on another level. Then the bedrooms are up top. It's 4 bedrooms and 2.5 baths, a lot of extensive remodeling. The owner is a professional landscaper, and it really, really shows it. So come by and see me today, 1 to 4. The property is listed for $739, and I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. Once again, 5421 Cassandra Way. Okay, good morning again.
Good morning.
So the market, let's talk about the market first before we get in the lending.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, what have you heard? Let me ask you a question then. So what have you heard about the market? Because you're kind of in there. You're talking to a lot of realtors.
It's becoming a bit more affordable.
Yeah.
I think that we had a really crazy first part of 2018 with the fires and people having the ability to really pay more for a property. And that probably wasn't the best time for a first-time home buyer to get in the market. What I see right now is more realistic prices as far as listings are concerned,
uh-huh.
More offers, less multiple offers, and the ability to ask for concessions.
Yeah.
that I think that really helps, especially the first-time home buyer out in many, many ways.
Yeah, we were talking about it because if you're out being represented in, you know, June, July, May, you were probably getting beat out by a lot of different, you know, people who were writing offers, and we did have multiple offers at that time. Matter of fact, I'm not even using comps going back to, what are you doing? I mean, I'm going like to maybe September.
Yeah, that's August, September.
Yeah.
Although, you know, it's been pretty skinny from that time too. So,
very skinny.
When you look at the market and you look at peaks and valleys and anomalies, we're really seeing that portion of time after the fires and 6 months, 7 months after as a real, not a good indication of prices.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and the sales have kind of, they tanked between August and September.
Correct.
They just dropped 32% in 1 month. Kabam!
Right.
Then they came back up in October, but now they've tanked again in November. You know, so November sales are down, and this is off of the Claris Market Metrics, which I use. The sales were off 36% over last year.
Wow.
So, and that was but that November, though,
that was
kind of a fluke because right. It was right after the fires.
How about the prior year? Do you have those figures?
Yeah, the prior year, if you go look through November itself, and you know, we had 469 sales last year in November. We only had we've had about 308, I think, so far in November this year. So that's down substantially.
Right.
But the year before that, okay, we had 405.
Oh, so even down, yeah.
Okay, so it's down from there. And then before that was 378, 365, 357. And then back in 2012, it was 420. So, no, you know, November historically is not that big of a month, obviously,
right,
because of the holidays. But there was that anomaly because of the fire. But worse is the medium home price.
Oh, yeah.
So the medium home price was even flat last month.
Right.
And we all went, oops. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, now it's down 5% this month. So, you know, we're seeing more and more of that. And people say, well, it's seasonal. I go, well, I don't know.
Home buying is such a, you know, the market is always crazy. You and I have been in it for, a long time.
Way too long.
You know, I really feel that the holiday season has expanded to such a direction that, I mean, now even October is included in that. From October to after January 1st, people just stop their lives.
Uh-huh.
But during that time, it's also a really good time to be looking for a house because the people who are listed really need to sell.
Yep.
And the people who are out in the market really want to buy. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to, A, if you want to list your home, not have so much competition, because come March, we're going to be right back where we were. And if you're out,
you heard it here. Okay.
I'm
going to call you back in March and say,
I'm looking through my crystal ball, and March is going to be a good month.
March is going to be, I'm writing it down now as we speak. Call Denise. March is going
to
be.
Well, you can call me now to prepare for your purchase in March. Because it does take a little bit of time.
Yeah, but you can be in a home before Christmas. If somebody had a cash deal right now, right?
Absolutely.
Which I know is the four-letter word you hate to hear is cash.
Cash.
Right? But even a loan.
And financing is all the same thing. We certainly can close before Christmas.
There you go.
The beautiful thing right now is lending guidelines have really, they've come a long way since the TRID,
We can't use acronyms on the show at all.
So TRID changed the business for mortgage lending and buyers and how we do business.
And TRID was the disclosure issue?
Yeah, it's the disclosure issue with mandatory waiting times, where we have to wait three days. So it was supposed to slow down the process. However, technology has taken us into such a direction that it really hasn't.
I know, really.
I mean, right now, we certainly can close loans in 15 days. Many of our conventional financing, you know, kind of cookie cutter home, not a custom home, not a jumbo loan, $1 million home, we can get a property inspection waiver, which means that we don't need an appraisal. Again, those are on your more subdivision type of homes.
Production houses.
Yeah. So there's lots of opportunity, but here at Guaranteed Rate, we also get our buyers fully approved like many of your preferred lenders
they
do.
They got to be fully approved.
Not just pre-approved, but fully underwritten, conditioned. Yep. All we need is a contract and an appraisal or a property inspection waiver.
Yep.
A prelim.
Prelim, yeah.
And then boom.
Now, you see, guys, you've heard me say this for the last 20 years on the air. Okay, here's a top-flight professional who's been doing this for way too many years.
30.
And she's darn good looking still, too, which is incredible.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, and she brings Krispy Kreme donuts. I think I got a candle. I got a man candle.
You got a man candle.
Not that I could be bought.
No, but had a sale at Bath and Body Works, so I went a little candle crazy yesterday.
That's cool. But I'm saying is that I've told you this time and time again that you need to be pre-approved. So all you really need is what you said, a contract, an appraisal, or if you can do the desktop approval, that's fine, and then a prelim. And you're ready to rock and roll. That's being pre-approved.
That is being pre-approved. Let's talk about the levels of...
Let's do that after we take a break. Okay, so we'll take a break. We're going to come back and talk about the new levels for loans when we talk return with Denise Stiles, and we'll be right back after these words. Call a number, 636-1350. You're listening to KSRO.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Santa Rosa mayor for a while, Chris Corsi.
Our police auditor, we spent 2 hours with him last week critiquing our homeless problem.
Right.
And that's not what we're paying for.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive, afternoons on KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Tom Sullivan. I'm here with you early afternoons. And big congratulations to Pat Kerrigan and KSRO on winning 2 Marconi Awards.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Yes, you can if you want to. We have just the person in studio. We have Denise Stiles of Guaranteed Rate Affinity.
Correct.
And she has been a lender here in Sonoma County for many, many years. You joined this company, what, about 2 months ago?
I joined, September 10th.
Right. She's very mysterious about it. And then she disappeared. Then she came brought back up again. And there she was with the... A VP. Now you're a VP.
Ooh. Glorified loan officer.
Yes, there you go. I was going to say that. But she has incredible experience in the county. She has worked for the big boys, the big gals, and all that kind of stuff, and small companies. Now she's with this company, which is based out of Chicago. But, you know, don't worry about the Chicago thing, because all the title companies, they're all based out of Chicago.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's pretty much everybody's based out of Chicago.
Banks.
Yeah.
But we're here, local. You can see me. You can come to my office.
Yep. You can. If she doesn't, do what you want to do, you can knock on her door and say, Denise.
Absolutely.
And that's why, people love to go to these online everything.
Oh, my.
You know, and if you do that, you just understand it, that if your realtor is saying, where's our loan approval? Or where's this document? Well, you talk to the lender, and when you try to get a hold of them, all you have is email. Rarely do you have a phone number, all right? And then you can't go knock on their door because you have no idea where they are. So,
that's correct. We find many, many top agents really knowing the online application process is really very loose.
Yeah. But, we're talking about how fast you can close an escrow. Brad Inman at Inman.com. He's like got this thing about where you can be able, should be able to close that escrow in one day. And I'm going, really? No kidding. So you're going to do all your inspections. It's the biggest financial thing you've done in your life, and you want to get it to the point. And they say, well, with blockchain technology, we'll be able to do title, lending, boom, 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 bang, one day. I'm going, what's the hurry?
Like, yeah, do we really need that?
Really? Do we really need that?
I mean,
you're sitting there in your house going, gosh, it was yesterday we saw this place, now we own it.
Yeah, I don't think that's doing your best diligence for buyer.
Not that good. But who knows? We'll see. There'll probably be a hybrid of that somewhere along the line.
Absolutely.
Because technology is, a very useful tool for speeding things up if you want to.
Correct.
And a lot of people are pretty, millennials are pretty tech savvy, and they understand that they get it. But the whole due diligence process of looking at a house, especially any kind of a country property, doing all your reports. Sorry, guys. It's going to take a little longer than that.
Yeah. I mean, here at Guaranteed Rate Affinity, we have an amazing digital platform. It allows you to apply online, just sort of like the TurboTax outline. Even run your own automated underwriting system. Get an approval. Of course, I don't issue those approvals until I have verified everything on that application.
So you just got to go in and make it up, guys.
We will check and double check.
We had days where you could do that, but they're long gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember
the Acorn loan?
Oh, gosh.
That's how I landed at that company.
Really?
Yeah.
They had their place, but it was kind of wild and crazy.
Yeah.
So that market is long gone.
Yes, it is.
And we talk about, let's talk about this for a second, Denise. Okay. Well, let's talk about the bubble. Is there a bubble? What do you guys hear?
California, Northern California specifically, is such its own little economy. The bubble. It might be a tiny bubble. It's not a big old bubble.
Tiny bubbles. I'm not sawing my head now for the rest of the day.
I think the responsibility of all of us in this industry is to really educate our buyers and sellers.
Right.
And, if somebody's coming in, you've been on listing appointments where, Sammy so-and-so said that their house is worth $750 and it's clearly worth $620. We create our own bubbles in many ways.
Yeah.
I like slow and steady markets. That's really, I think, the best advantage for all of us. Mm-hmm. When there's peaks and valleys, I think it's really hard for everybody. Buyers and sellers alike.
Yeah, and what made, a kind of a bubble anyways, when you had really cheap money, that's what happened
Correct.
To us. We had cheap, it wasn't being verified.
Correct.
Picket payment plans.
Oh, my.
Stated income.
Yes.
House cleaners making
NAGAM loans.
Yeah, NAGAM loans. Oh, God. Yeah, NAGAM.
Pick a payment. We like to call them pick a payment.
Yeah.
So if that isn't dangerous enough, then enough said.
Good old Countrywide.
Countrywide.
Yeah, long gone. Yeah. But then we had speculation. So we have, to do speculation, you have to have some inventory.
Right.
So our inventory, is creeping back up. There's one of the stats I was going to refer to is that sales are down 36%, and the inventory is up 32%. So you have like a 60-point spread, So the inventory is creeping up, but it's not any kind of record inventory. We only have 984 active listings as of today.
Wow.
Detached single-family homes in the entire county.
Wow.
For a population of over 520,000.
Yeah.
So
we have to get that inventory moving.
Yeah.
And we have to get, first-time home buyers into homes.
Well, let's talk about that. So
okay.
The rates went up, which is always
good. The rates went up.
So give us a lowdown on that.
So right now, we're really high fours, low fives, depending on your credit score and amount down.
Right.
Those are still great rates.
Yeah.
It back in the day, and I feel like an old woman now, we used to say anything under 8 is great. And, we're talking 5% for mortgage money. That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we just got so lured into the low threes.
Yeah.
And, that in itself it's gone and passed.
Yeah.
I don't see it coming back. And if it does, the economy is not our friend. We don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. We want steady, slow movement. We anticipate 3, maybe 4 rate increases in 2019, probably looking at the end of March.
Yeah.
You know, quarterly.
Yeah.
You know, you got to look at that.
I think the Fed's kind of on the fence as to what they're kind of iffy out there.
Yeah, I think retail spending will have a lot of influence on what rates do.
Well, it seems like it's going to be a gangbuster
online
holiday season.
Hey, dude, I went to Cottingtown yesterday. They need some help over there.
Good, good. Shop locally. Okay?
Shop locally.
Yes. That's where we have local made donuts here. And
that's right. Our Krispy Kreme local. Well, I went to the local store, but I don't believe they're local.
We try to shop locally if you can. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah, stay off the online stuff, though. I'm a sucker for online stuff.
Oh, I know.
It's just so easy.
Do you know you can recycle your boxes through Amazon? You can call them and they'll pick up your boxes.
Really?
Did you know that? That's my little tip of
the
day.
That's the tip of the
non-lending
day.
Non-lending tip.
But don't buy local.
Buy local.
I mean, look, you got me a local candle.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's.
I went to the store. I physically went.
Wow, you went to a store.
I did.
How was
that? I did.
See, that is no. I have no desire to do that.
I know.
No, I don't do that. So let's talk about the rates.
Okay.
So the amounts for loans have went up. Now, what caused that to happen? Why is it a good thing?
Well, it's a good. Well, what caused it to happen is really they take a look at the median home price. And Sonoma County, we're in the high-cost area, but all over this has taken place. The new loan limits, base conforming rate for one unit is $484,350. And I do have to look at my cheat sheet.
That's
because
right.
They just happened. Units is $620, 3 units, $749,650, and $931,800. And that's in Sonoma County. Our high balance, which means that we can go and deliver to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac,
which is
FHA,
very important.
And VA.
Why? What's the importance of that?
So the importance of that, so the difference between non-conforming and conforming, often referred to as jumbo,
right,
have completely different underwriting standards and down payment requirements and often reserve requirements and just credit requirements.
Right.
These products, up to $484,350, allow us to do a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac 3% down. The up to $704,959, you can do 5% down.
Wow.
Many non-conforming lenders, when you have to go that route, they have a 720 minimum FICO score. On these, we can have a 640 credit score.
Wow.
FHA is even lower. VA is even lower, and that's 100% financing. I mean, you can do 100% financing on a VA loan.
VA's limits are like up to what, like 2 million?
Oh, yeah. It's a percentage of their entitlement,
right.
But I do a lot of VA loans. Yeah. I love our veterans. My first VA loan, thank you, ex-husband, we got a VA loan, and that got me into the market.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity, and many people don't know about their resources on a VA loan. I mean, if you have any type of VA disability, be it hearing or any even minor, if you're 10% disabled by veterans,
right.
Your VA funding fee is waived. And that is substantial.
Wow.
Substantial. So
okay.
I need to get a hold of those veterans who don't know their entitlement.
Well, how they can get a hold of is by calling you. So give us your telephone number.
707-757-6196 or my cell 707-480-9253.
Yeah, and it's all over my blog. It's on our Facebook page. So we're going to take a break, come back more with Denise Stiles, and we're going to be chatting more about these loan increases, what it means to you. And, but you know, with the median home price now of $635, we're covering a lot of bases here.
Absolutely.
Okay? So we'll take a break, come back more. With the show, give us a call, 636-1350, 636-1350, and you can be at a home before Christmas.
Where the love light gleams, I'll be home for Christmas, if only.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Conditions, former FBI Director James Comey. He wanted public testimony, but Comey says his private questioning will be released in a transcript soon after. And Comey says he's free to talk about what he said. No word on when this will happen. Could longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone be next to be indicted in the special counsel's Russia investigation?
Well, none of that is true, of course, and there's no evidence to support that supposition.
On ABC's This Week, Stone replied to questions about his alleged contact with WikiLeaks founder and fugitive Julian Assange, whose outfit released those emails from Democratic officials during the 2016 campaign. Congressman Adam Schiff, California Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, the special counsel's plea bargain with longtime Trump lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen.
And that raises a concern for me. Why does Bob Mueller feel it necessary to do that? Is it that he fears that Mr. Whitaker will shut him down?
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Rain expected to come back on Tuesday. Today, there'll be few clouds at 56, 55 on the coast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 35, 42 on the shores. Monday, more of the same, bit cloudy at 55, 54 in Bodega Bay. But Tuesday, the rain does come back, 51 at the high, 52 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home. Well, it's that time of the year. By the way, Joe, you can now find A Christmas Story under the free movies in if you have Affinity. Okay, if you have Affinity or Xfinity or on the cable.
Comcast. So the Christmas, or it used to be Comcast, right?
Yeah. Now if you go, if you had free movies there, it's sitting right there with all the other Christmas movies, so you can just knock yourself out, Joe, and take notes and everything and play it back.
I have been taking notes, actually. I noticed your Facebook page has a daily
trivia
question.
The trivia today was, what replaced their turkey dinner for Christmas?
And I have a play, and you can cheat or look.
Well, most people do anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know A Christmas Story? You know the little
I remember
Ralphie
it.
And everything?
Okay, it's been a long time.
I'm a junkie. I have a lamp.
He is a junkie.
Did you see him?
I saw your lamp. I think that candle will look really good next to the man candle.
It does. It will.
The man candle.
All right. So you have a sports thing, real quick.
Oh, okay. Cardinal fans know about this, that there was a coin toss this morning, decided who would go to the state championship between Cardinal Newman and Eureka. Cardinal Newman called tails. It came up heads. So Cardinal Newman's football season is over. Eureka's going to the state playoffs. This afternoon, overtime on Nick and Bob, which will be on after the Raider game around 4:30 or to 7,
right.
We will have Cardinal Newman coach Paul Cronin and a few of the football players, and I'm sure we'll want to talk about that
really?
A little bit.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and we had a question off here, so let me throw this in a little bit.
Yep.
Husband and I, they're in their 70s. They've owned a duplex for many years. They want to sell it. Should they put it on the market before the holidays or after? There you go.
I
would say after the holidays,
right.
Quite frankly, and I would probably wait, you know, probably maybe a month. I mean, there's the old thing about after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's when we think the market takes off again.
Again, the holiday season has really expanded to include the Super Bowl. You're right.
Yeah. It's just like we just keep going and going.
Right.
But the thing about it is that, you know, the sales right now, I mean, we only have 984 active single-family houses. There's not that many duplexes out there. And duplexes are still, you know, in demand.
Absolutely.
But the issue we have with that is the ugliness of maybe rent control.
Yeah.
You know, we knocked down Costa Hawkins, so that's still here. Okay, Costa Hawkins is still here, so that's good. But rent control, it's kind of still out there, and I think it's going to come back because it's kind of the easy, low-hanging fruit for a lot of social engineering. But anyway, so that's another thing. But definitely then the rates are not going to really go anywhere, do you think?
No. I think we're going to hold steady in the low fives probably for a while.
Right.
And again, don't let that number scare you. It's really a good rate.
Well, the only problem we have with that, and that you'll share this with me, I'm sure, is that we have so many people stuck now, and I say that, you know, figuratively, is that they have 3%, 3.25%, 3.5%, you know, maybe under 4%, and we're saying go out and buy.
Right.
Maybe you want to move up now. They're going, okay, but I leave that, then I'm stuck with 5.5% or 5.25% down the road. Okay. So that's one of the downsides about having so low interest rates, in that people are thinking that was the norm.
Correct.
You know, yeah. So, but
and it is hard to leave that interest rate, but you know, it's also hard to leave when you don't want to and you have to sell. So for people who are downsizing and they have a lot of equity and they have those low rates, think about, you know, we're all getting a little older and, you know, who wants to clean that 3,000 square foot home with 2 acres?
Yeah.
So interest rates are very relative.
Right.
So that's my feeling.
Yeah. So the new rates, once again, let's go through them. So the non-conforming.
Yes.
Right, which was historically going to cost you more money.
Correct.
So that's kind of seems to be going by the wayside then.
Well, I think there's a lot of non-conforming product here in Sonoma County. And, of course, we also, you know, sort of go into Marin County as well. There's a lot of multi-million dollar homes here. There's many attractive features to a non-conforming in some cases. I worked for one of the big guys, and I still get to deliver that same product to the big guy, which is great, which is another reason I chose to work for a lender who is a correspondent lender and a broker. The non-conforming is in demand. The higher loan limits open the door for more people to qualify.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yep.
Excuse me. You know, by having the higher loan limits, more people can get into a home that may not have thought it possible. I mean, $500,000 home, you can essentially get in with 3% down plus $600.
Yeah.
You know, and that's phenomenal.
Sure.
And when you think about that, and you can do 5% up to 702, or 704, I think, as in Sonoma County. You know, and there's down payment assistance that can help only up to the 484-350. We have venues that allow you to do 3%, 4%, 5%, all on conventional FHA and even VA and USDA loans.
Yeah, it's one of the things we need to get across to people is that you don't need 20% down. And I think a lot of people think that's some magical number out there. And I think our industry is kind of to blame for that. We don't really, you know, push, you know, the lower down payment loans, but that's because it was harder to sell.
Absolutely.
You know, when the market was going crazy and multiple offers, people were shopping how much down or the cash deals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And frankly, I don't think sellers should be afraid of a loan, low down payment approved loan. And when I say approved loan, it's credit approved. That is a buyer, just like if they were putting 50% down. The loan appraisal for VA and FHA is a little different, but FHA has even come away with more generous guidelines regarding pest inspections, and so has VA.
Right.
But, you know, if your house is in good condition, you have a qualified buyer, and you see a VA loan, you know, do yourself and this country a favor and get the vets in.
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
Sure. And now with this market the way it is now, okay, like we talked about, it's not the craziness we had previously.
Right.
So you vets out there, you FHA folks, you low down payment folks, You know, you need to get out into the marketplace again.
Right.
You know, and you know, there's a strategy you need to use. I mean, I was showing condos up in Cloverdale to to an investor couple, and this one property's been on the market 90 days. You know, and they're going, "Oh, what's wrong with it?" I go, "That's kind of like getting to be the new norm."
Right. Right.
You know, there was a time, Denise. Am I correct? Where things took a while to sell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, 90 days was a drop in the hat.
Yeah. Really.
You know what I see, and you know, you haven't had a lot of female lenders on, so I'm going to give you a different perspective.
I'm making up for that.
I know, and I appreciate that. You know, I come into the transaction with a different set of eyes and a different set of, I want to fulfill a different part of a buyer's experience. You know, buying a home is a very, very emotional and very delicate process. And people come to me and they're usually in fear. Home means so much and so many different definitions of home. So a lot of people come see me, and to take that first step, I really acknowledge how hard it is. You know, people have gone through financial struggles, people have lost their homes, and people maybe thought they would never own a home. Maybe they're the first one in their family to ever own a home.
Yeah.
You know, they come in with a lot of feelings about income, credit, down payment. You know, it's my job as their loan consultant and their loan professional to really delve deeper than you would think into what this home means. Mm-hmm. Because then I can translate it to an underwriter.
Sure.
You know, there's no perfect loan package. There's none. And if you come in with an open mind and an honesty about your past and your process, we're going to find out anyhow. But trust me when I say there's no shame. No shame in losing your house now. It's been years. It's been years. You deserve another opportunity.
Right. Yeah, and you're right. I mean, we have a lot of people that are either shell-shocked because of that experience they had in 2008, 2009. They lost their home. They're kind of shamed about it. They have guilt about it. You know, let's go over real quickly the time for bankruptcy to get a new loan, the default, if you defaulted on your property. Those are kind of long gone.
They're long gone. I mean, the one that could still affect you because it, you know, it carried on longer is the double whammy, like we call it, the bankruptcy and foreclosure. That has a longer waiting period, 7 years.
Yeah. Okay, well, but that's
like if it was 2010, you're good.
You're good. Yeah.
So come see us. I understand my job, and what I love about my job is really filling in the holes. Mm-hmm. When I present, I mean, all loan officers can quote rates and down payment and yada, yada. I mean, you know, essentially we're all the same. My gift, I think, in this business is that I put together a really great loan package. I fill the holes. I know underwriting guidelines. Mm-hmm. I know how to package a loan and to fill those holes before an underwriter gets it.
Sure.
And so, you know, I mean, how many times, Mike, have you had a pre-approved loan, a real pre-approved loan? I mean, not underwritten, but automated underwriting pre-approval, and then the loan gets declined.
Yeah.
You know, that is a heartbreaker.
Yeah, I know. It's one of the things that drive us up the wall. And the only people that we use here on Real Estate Hour are people that if they tell me, okay, you're good, you better tell me I'm good.
Right.
Because if something happens after the fact, then, you know, it's just word gets around real quick in this county.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I just had the opportunity to help a very good friend of mine buying out of state who went to a local mortgage broker. And actually, I got to talk to him. But I had to help him find solutions. And, you know, finding solutions is really what you need to be in this for. Mm-hmm. You know, I had him on the phone, and he had the underwriter on the phone, and we made it work, and they closed escrow at the end of November.
Yay.
And that wasn't my loan. You know, that's what we do in this industry. We help people get into homes that they can afford.
Sure.
So
yeah, and that's one of the reasons I personally like Denise, that she's had that, you know, that putting her client first, which is what we all should be doing, you know, especially realtors with the code of ethics. You know, it's the client's wishes first, and we're kind of like secondary to that.
Right.
A lot of realtors, all they think about is getting the deal slammed shut and getting on to the next one. But our clients are going to be the ones who are going to be paying that mortgage for the next 30 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I tend to work with agents who work like me that really do care.
And you know, you see that in this marketplace. We're gonna start seeing transitions, people kind of leaving because they're going to be going, what do you mean I can't sell my house in 2 weeks and
right.
close my deal in 3 weeks?
Right.
You know, come on, what kind of market is this? You know, it's kind of the real market. You know, it's a real world out there. Well, let's take a break. We're going to come back and talk more with Denise Stiles. And she is with, once again,
Guaranteed Rate Affinity.
That's a hard thing, but Guaranteed
GRA, GRA, GRA.
GRA, GRA. Okay, we'll take a break. Come back right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Takes the jumper. Got it! Nailed it! Three-pointer for KD. Straight on! And the Warriors lead by 4, and there's only 21 seconds to go. A season-high 47 points for Kevin Durant.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Kevin Durant, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home for Christmas.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on KSRO, the news and talk of Sonoma County. And we're delighted to have Denise Stiles. And she is a lender who I've known for 30 years.
Yeah.
Long time, huh?
I was a baby.
You were such a little girl. She started out when she was just about, I don't know, 14 or 15.
That's right.
Yeah.
Loan prodigy.
Loan prodigy. I like that. That's good. Besides that, she brings. See, now look, all the guys I've had on the show before, Otto, Eric, okay, George, Dare. You know, she brings donuts, you guys. Come on. And she brought me a candle. And it was a man candle. It's like a men candle.
That's right.
You know, so it's a men candle.
So she's going to be invited
a man
back
candle.
She's coming back. She's I'm telling you that. You know, if you guys want to come back on the show, you better bring something with you.
They don't bring anything?
Actually, Otto brought crab.
Oh.
So that's like.
But you're allergic to shellfish, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I love Otto.
But he's really, because he went out and he set these traps and he had all this crab. His wife says, Enough with the crab.
Jesus, I tell ya, time after time, enough with the crab.
I mean, I really can only take crab maybe 2 days out of the year.
That was New York.
Because it's so rich. You know, yeah, that was good.
I know. Thank you, Mom.
Yeah. So we're chatting about the new. Loan limits.
Yes.
Which go into effect. You can do them now, but you got to close after the first of the year.
Correct. Right? We can originate them now on all our platforms, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, but we cannot close until after, I believe the date now is set as December 17th.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard it was like in the first of the year that you couldn't do anything.
I'm sorry. Did I say December?
Yeah.
We're in December.
Yeah.
That would be January 17th.
Thank you. Okay. There
I don't know. Is this 2018?
It is.
Okay.
For a while.
I'm getting old.
Yeah. I know. Let's not keep counting the days down. But the but the reason we wanted to have Denise come on, number one, because you know we need to have a
donuts.
Well, we like donuts and man candles, and but she just, and you can hear the passion in her voice about what she does, which most of the lenders I work with, you know, have that same feeling. I mean, they really like to get people qualified, and that's what they really kind of, you know, live for, and making the deal work. We're all deal makers in
Absolutely.
Real estate. You know, there's more ways to skin a cat than you can imagine, you know, and we try to do it, you know, we just don't give up.
That's right. You know, loans really compromise of three really important factors: income, assets, and credit.
Yep.
With excuse, you know, not even considering the property. And, you know, for income, if you're shy on income, I hope that you have a good co-borrower, because that works. If you're shy on assets, that's actually the easiest thing to rectify.
Uh-huh.
That's the easiest thing to work on. Credit, you know, if you're credit challenged, I urge you to contact me, 707-757-6196. If you're thinking about buying a property in the next year, there's some things that we can do.
Sure.
I work with people who we've been budgeting for a year and a half. And let me tell you, the debit card and the credit card statements are my best friends when I'm looking at people trying to save money. You know, we'll sit down, we'll do a budget. Figure out how much you spend on entertainment. Cut that in half. You know, there's great apps like Acorn that will multiply your savings, say 20 cents, you know, it's $1.20, they'll round up to 80 cents, multiply it by 5, deposit into your Acorn account, and that adds up. So we can find money.
Yeah.
Money's easy.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. A friend of ours, who I will not say her name, she had a rental property, mm-hmm. and she was absolutely blown away about how bad people's credit scores were.
Oh, yeah.
And these were renters, and these were people that would drive up, and they were young millennials, great cars, great clothes, but their credit scores were just abysmal.
Absolutely.
And you know, like, and we were saying, what were they, like 6? And she goes, 6?
Oh, my.
They were lower
than
that.
Come on, they're rock stars at 6 sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it's so, you know, and you really got to be careful, guys, because if there's one thing you're going to be looked at, it's going to be your credit score.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I wish that I could get into the schools and talk about real life skills.
You know, you can do that, you know. They have classes where they love people like you to come in.
You know, because it's so important. I mean, so many people have not been taught those life skills. And really, that's why I got in this business. You know, my parents owned a ranch, and they had a second, and it was doctors and lawyers, and they got foreclosed on, and my parents had to eat their second. And that was their retirement.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I see, like, the whole picture. When you're thinking of a loan, you have to see the whole picture. And yes, we're going to look at your credit score. Yes, we're going to look at your income. Yes, we're going to look at your assets. But just know that where there is a will, there is a way. And, you know, that's what I'm here to help on.
Yeah. So so remember, guys, you know, you don't need a huge down payment in Sonoma County.
No.
And the way the prices are going right now, I mean, you know, they may get more affordable in the winter time. So when we talked about with this couple maybe wanting to sell their property, you know, if you're a buyer, this is the time where you really want to get out there, because obviously a lot of other people want to do things in the spring.
Right.
You know, a lot of sellers don't put their houses on in the spring, but the ones that are now currently on the market.
Absolutely.
Are motivated.
They want to sell.
Yeah, they want to sell.
They want to sell. And if you're out looking for a home, that means you want to buy.
So let's talk about this. So how much can someone get from a seller for closing costs?
Well, it depends on the type of loan.
Right.
FHA, they can get up to 6% or not to exceed the amount of the closing costs. So say about 10, depends, 10, 15. Or they can buy it down, buy the rate down. And a buy down means there's a couple of different buy downs. I prefer to have a permanent buy down, meaning essentially you're paying points or closing costs up front, considered prepaid interest, to buy down the rate permanently. And those equations are different on every single loan size. There's also 2-1 buy downs, meaning it's lower for the first year and the second year, and then it goes to the top. And there's 3-2-1 buy downs, but we don't do those much anymore. A seller can contribute 3%, over 80% on a conventional loan, or 6% of your total purchase price if you put 20% down. A VA loan is 4%, and that usually more than covers all the closing costs. So a borrower can come in on a VA loan with absolutely no money down.
Yeah, yeah. It's a you know, pretty amazing. And this is why you need to, you know, sit down with the top flight pro like Denise and say, okay, look, we want to buy a house.
Right.
This is what we got. And you know, you got to be upfront with Denise. Don't play cutesy games, hide things.
Because I always find out.
She's going to find out, you know. And then she's look at you with those beautiful eyes of hers and go, go, why did you tell me this? And you're going to feel like an idiot.
Well, I think that if I can get in front of somebody or even on the phone, I do prefer to meet my clients face-to-face, even though we use the digital platform to apply. I really like to have that one-on-one. And it really is about planning. And not very many first-time home buyers go into the market, oh, I want to buy a house in December. Let's go look in December. You know, there's a lot of planning up front. You know, we don't like to see large cash deposits. We don't like to see, you know, there's a lot of things that we don't want to see. So let's plan on not seeing them.
Yeah.
And the only way we can do that is by you speaking to a lender like myself to help you guide you through the mortgage process.
Right. And don't shop rates. Don't call Denise and say, what's your rate today?
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, it all depends, guys. You know, yeah. And you're really doing your disservice. You know, that's the thing about when you go and look at bank rate or something.
Oh,
you
gosh. See,
you shop these low rates. I'll go to these guys.
Right.
Low rate, and you have no idea who the service is. You have no idea who the company is. You're shopping rates. Rates are the last thing because everything is determined by your credit score.
Absolutely. And there, you know, loan to value, credit score. If you're doing a refinance, is it cash out refi? Is it a non-cash out refi? What is a cash out refi? You know, there's so many factors determining rates. Just so you know, we're compensated not by the rate that you obtain. So, you know, I don't care if the rates are 3% or 5%. I'm going to make my commission no matter what. Every lender has about the same rates. They can vary a quarter point or up down a quarter point, depending on the day. We deliver direct to Fannie and Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and also FHA and VA. So our rates are on par with, you know, the biggest competitors. And, you know, essentially we're all the same. It's really who you choose because not all loan officers are created equal.
Yeah, and I definitely will agree with that. And that's why I want to have Denise on here so you can hear her. You can hear the passion in her voice. You can, you know, she's extremely thorough and a professional, and she brings Krispy Kreme donuts when you call your restaurant. But no, thank you very much for coming today.
Absolutely, okay, it's been thank you for having
and
me.
The hour just flew by like
that. Oh my gosh,
it really does.
It does.
Yeah. So once again, give us your best phone number.
Best phone number would be my cell 707-480-9253. My office line is 707-757-6196.
Great. Denise, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael Kelly.
And I want to remind you guys that I'll be at an open house today at 5421 Cassandra Way, 5421 Cassandra. That's up in Wickiup, Larkfield area. Just look for my signs. You'll see them out there on Little Ribbon Highway. Come to the property. The property is listed for $739, about 2,200 square feet. It's a Condiotti tri-level, four bedrooms and 2.5 baths. I will be there 1 to 4 o'clock today, maybe even with Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm not guaranteeing that because Joe's got his eye out for him. So we'll see you next Sunday. Thank you, Denise, for coming in.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Joe.
Everybody have a great holiday. You can be in a home before Christmas, but you better get a hold of Denise right away so she can arrange that for you. We'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour.
I'll be home for Christmas if
you've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.